comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One and a half year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, April 22nd. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1216, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. On today's show, we'll be joined by Connor Halley from TSN 1260 and the other Connor podcast. We'll get into a lot of it. Of course, the Oilers drop a 4-3 loss to the Montreal Canadiens. They made it close at the end, almost tied it. They got some good looks there, but lots to get to on that front. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Oilers have the day off today, so there's no audio, nothing really coming from the Edmonton Oilers as they rest up and they're not back in action until Monday, which is kind of crazy, but we will more than likely see Dmitry Kulikov make his debut and maybe Mr. Ryan McLeod. But let's get to the game last night. It was another fun one, physical one. I mean, combined 87 hits in this one. Both teams went 1-for-4 on the power play, but the Edmonton Oilers, that third goal, that Toffoli goal on the power play where Archibald's trying to make a pass. I mean, Mike Smith should have just held on to it, but he's an aggressive player and that's what happens. And then just a bad mishap there by Archibald and tease it up for Toffoli. Like I said, the Oilers made it close and were able to strike twice in the last 3 minutes there, but couldn't find that tying goal. On the positive, Jesse Puljujärvi with his 12th. Nuge gets on the board after his return, and Connor McDavid with another beauty goal for his 25th. If the bad Zach Cassian hurt once again, it did not look good. He only played just over a minute, 125 to be exact. So he joins JJ Kyra. How does that affect the physicality of this team going forward? That's two big guys that play that rough style. So we'll ask Connor about that. And they just couldn't find a way. Jake Allen was able to hold the fort down there with 1:11 to go when the Oilers scored their third goal. And they take the loss. Edmonton still 7 points up on the Montreal Canadiens for third place. Big one tonight, Toronto-Winnipeg. Oh, that's going to be a fun one. And then we'll see if Vancouver can continue their slim hope, playoff hopes alive as they take on the Ottawa Senators. The officiating was a big topic on the post-game show last night. It was terrible. I don't care what anyone says. I'm so damn sick of it. It is so bad. That call on Leon Draisaitl.
That's a crock of crap.
Like, come on. That was terrible. Interference. Edmondson just passed the puck, finishes his check, and that was a Toffoli goal. Now, a couple of mistakes led to that goal, but still, that shouldn't have been a power play at all. The officiating in this, I'm not being a homer here. The officials are brutal for both sides. Both sides. You can't let everything go in the first 40 and then the final 20 change your tune. And listen, mistakes will happen. I get it. It's a fast game. You miss calls, but don't make them up. I hate the term game management. You're a ref. You're there to call penalties. You're there to kind of, split up the fights, the little scrums and all that. Call the goals, whatever. It's not up to you to determine the outcome of that game. Call a damn penalty. The Draisaitl on the power play gets hacked down right in front of the ref. And you know why they don't call it? Because they're already on the power play. It's ridiculous. I hate it. I call the game. Penalty is a penalty. If you miss one, you miss one. Don't try to make it up. Don't. You missed it. It's on you. Be better at your job. And then your boss will be like, why are you missing these calls? Why are you making these bad calls? And then the other one, Rod Peterson with his take today that Connor McDavid's whining and that he's a whiny baby because he's throwing elbows now. Are you freaking kidding me?
It's some bull crap.
Come on, man. Like, what is he supposed to do? Watch the game. How many times other players get away with stuff on Connor McDavid? And you're mad because he's getting a little greasy? He's fighting back. He's pushing back. Get the hell out of here. And that elbow on Corey Perry, he sold it. And the ref should be embarrassed. They should go back and watch that game and be like, yeah, this guy made you guys look like a fool. That's what it is. I'm just so sick of it. I watch the damn game and call the damn game the way it's supposed to be. No one's going to get mad if you miss a few calls here and there. No one, because you're human after all. These guys are human. It's going to happen. But man, like I just hate it. I hate it. And yesterday was frustrating. Now, is that why the Oilers lost the game? No, it's not. At the end of the day, the Montreal Canadiens were the better team on the night. And you kind of knew they were going to come out a little bit feisty and a little bit better after losing two straight and only scoring one goal. So it is what it is. The Oilers return to action on Monday. In the third segment, we'll also get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliche. And but now let's get to the con man. Because I now welcome in my good buddy and colleague, Connor Halley from TSN 1216, the other Connor podcast. Oh, is it the weekend yet, Connor? Anyways, Connor, thank you for taking the time to join me here. I'm all over the place. Let's get to the Edmonton Oilers talk. But before we do, Connor, I got to get to this. Also, if you want to connect with Connor, hit him up at Connor Halley on Twitter. This came from the Rod Peterson show today, and this is what he had to say. It's starting to come off like the whiny, spoiled kid that can do what he wants and doesn't expect anything to happen. That's on Connor McDavid with the elbows flying lately. I got to say this, Connor. I've seen a lot of stars in this league. I'm a lot older than you. Kind of take matters into their own hands. If you paid attention and watched the Oilers on a regular basis, the stuff other players get away with on Connor McDavid is ridiculous. So I have no issues with him taking matters into his own hands. What are your thoughts on this? Because I just honestly, I think it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement.
Well, I like Rod. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows how to push buttons. He knows how to get the emotions going. So I think part of that was a calculated statement.
100%. Yeah.
But when that topic is, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people like, they see the one or two elbows he's thrown, and clearly he's getting frustrated against the Montreal Canadiens. Like, they're smothering him. They're doing a very good job. And we've seen him, you know, there was one with Kotkaniemi and the one with Corey Perry last night, which Corey Perry sold. Like, Corey Perry is one of the greasiest players in the NHL.
Yeah.
You know, of the past two decades. He does a great job of it. So to go after Connor McDavid for that and you know, say those sort of things, I don't really buy into it. I think that's just kind of what you have to do. And the funny thing for me is, like, I tweeted out a little video of that happening, and people are talking about how, like, McDavid's this whiner and, you know, Mick Soft, Mick Cheapskate, all these stupid little jokes that they think are clever. And I'm like, you know, the things that he has to go through on a daily basis are pretty crazy. Like, there's the compilation videos out there on YouTube of the penalties that have not been called against him. You know, I think there's one, it's like 5 minutes, and it's from his first couple of years in the league. Like, it's not even new. You could make the longest compilation of the stuff that guy has to go through on a nightly basis. And damn right, if he's going to have to throw an elbow to get a little space out there, then he should continue to do so. Like, I think that's just, you know, what he's going to do. And that play last night wasn't that bad. Corey Perry sold it. He didn't even touch him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, if you're making these outlandish statements about Connor McDavid and calling him a baby or whatever it is, you're trying to get the clicks, and it'll work. Like I said, I put out that tweet last night of the video. The amount of people like coming, you know, saying like, oh, Corey Perry, classic stuff, is obviously the majority. But there's a lot of people coming in there that think that Connor McDavid's a little bit chippy and a little bit greasy. And you know what? I don't think that's the worst thing for his reputation. Who cares? He's still going to be the best player in the league. He's leading the league in points by a wide margin. And the next closest, of course, his teammate, Leon Draisaitl. Like, he's clearly the best. He's got to deal with more crap than anyone else out there. If he does these sorts of things every once in a while, big deal. Like, take notice, and maybe next time he needs to connect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, go back to the Pavel Bure on Chain Sherla. Like, Sherla was bullying him around. The refs weren't doing anything about it, and you hit him with a flying elbow and knocked his ass out cold. And listen, Connor McDavid's just getting sick of it. He gets no calls. Shea Weber threw about, what, 10 cross checks yesterday, not one of what went called. So Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and every other star. I've seen Ovi do it. I've seen Sidney Crosby do it. Hell, Mark Messier was a star in this league, and his elbows were famous. Gordie Howe. I mean, go back second time, and every star is kind of taking matters into their own hands. Because if there's one league in North America, Connor, that doesn't take care of their stars, it's the NHL. We're more worried about Corey Perry's and third and fourth liners than we are the stars. So I think it's just bogus. And I hope Connor McDavid keeps playing like this, because you know what that's going to do, Connor? It's gonna put players on notice, saying, okay, we can't take these free shots at these two stars of the Edmonton Oilers anymore, because you might get a flying elbow.
You know what? And like, go back to the 2016-2017, the playoff run, when the Oilers are taking on San Jose. They're down 3-1, series is tied 2-2, and he rocks Sorensen. Remember that?
That yeah. changed
the series. Like, the Oilers come back to win that series, and I think that was like, you know, a message from their captain. I can play this way too, and I will. And you know, you kind of makes me wonder, like, the guy can fly. He's clearly got some of the best edge work. He's got some of the best, like, strength on his skates. If you want to start poking the bear and getting him pissed off, he can do some damage too. Like, and he's got the vision. So it to me, it's one of those things, like, if he starts to really get mad and get the opportunity to do those, and the speed he can pick up, I mean, he could start to lay guys out. And obviously he's going to have to pick his spots. You don't want to do that all the time. He doesn't want to take himself off the ice. But, I mean, there's a guy who can do some damage here. And I just find it funny, because people, at least in my Twitter feed, you know, talking about how, oh, this guy's soft, he wouldn't make it in the 80s. Well, what the hell do you think they did in the 80s? Like, you mentioned it, Messier. I watched some of that, like, Canada Cup stuff. I'm blown away by the elbows that are thrown, the slashes that are taken. Connor McDavid could throw elbows. Connor McDavid could slash guys like that. And if he has to, that's what he's going to do to create space right now. So I don't know, Hernan. It's just such a, it's so interesting right now. I think that he can play physical. He can play dirty. Obviously he doesn't want to, because why would he? He's clearly the best player in the world. He's got to focus on putting up points. But in these games against Montreal, they've been kind of trending in that direction. And you know what? I'm here for it. I like it. And, you know, if these two teams meet in the playoffs, I know they meet again in the regular season, and that was my computer making a lot of noise there. hopefully you have Cassian and Judar Kara back in the lineup, guys that can be physical. I don't know what the outlook is for both of those two as we talk right now, but, you know, the Montreal Canadiens, and we're, you know, we're getting all fired up about McDavid and what people are saying. They do a really good job with it. Like, I have no problem with how they play against the Oilers, against Drysdale, against McDavid.
Of course,
if you're getting away with it and you're not getting the penalties, like for Shea Weber, he's earned that in his career. He's going to keep on cross-checking guys. And, you know, it makes for a really heated, emotional hockey, and I love it.
This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at a fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. Connor, this is not Hernan crying about, oh, don't touch Connor McDavid. No, I have no issues with Montreal playing their stars tough, and the Oilers have to do the same to the other team. I've never had an issue with that. I like the rough stuff, but don't sit there and say Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl can't protect themselves and take matters into their own hands when the refs won't do it and the league won't do it. So I have no issues with it. You want to play rough? Then take it. Why is it different Connor McDavid throwing, you know, a soft little elbow there at Corey Perry that he sold than Jujar Kara doing it? What's the difference? Nothing. So for me, it's just, I don't know. People, it just seems everyone wants to find something wrong with Connor McDavid because he is the greatest player in the game. But anyways, moving on, Connor. Yesterday on the post game show last night, it was mostly all on the officiating. The listeners, the fans here were not happy with it. Listen, this is not a homer and saying the Oilers got screwed. No, the Oilers lost the game because Montreal was a better team, plain and simple. And the Oilers had opportunities on power play to get that game, you know, turned and all that. It didn't happen for them. But the Draisaitl penalty was ridiculous. The refs have been terrible for both teams. I'm not going to sit here and say it's all on the Oilers. No, I've watched a lot of hockey this year, and the officiating is terrible, Connor. I mean, doesn't this
scare you a little bit going into the playoffs where these refs have so much control and they manage this game? Like last night, for example, they let everything go in the opening 40. In the third period, they completely changed their mind. Like, you can't do that going forward, Connor. Like, someone needs to put a stop to this and just call the damn game the way it's meant to be. Mistakes are going to happen, Connor. We all know that. These guys are human. The game's fast. But I hate the makeup calls. I hate that term game management. I hate it all.
I don't see how it changes, though, Hernan. And you're right. Like, obviously, that incident that happened earlier on this year doesn't make it any better. And I agree with you 100%. Like last night, everything was getting, you know, the refs are looking the other way, and I'm good with that. But if you're going to do it for the first 40, do it for the final 20. And Leon Draisaitl, they call that interference, correct? Like he hit the guy's mug, and it was a great hit. Like that's the kind of stuff you love. And the refs decide at that point, that's when they're going to make the call. Leon's reaction, by the way, was classic. Like not even mad, like almost just laughing. Like, oh my God, you're going to call that one. It's a problem, Hernan, and you're right. Like, we talk about the NFL, and the NFL wants their star players to be their star players, and unfortunately, at times, it comes at the hands of the defensive players, but you can't hit the quarterback high, you can't hit them low, or else they're going to get the penalty, and they're going to stay on the field. NBA, you know, you touch LeBron, you look at him the wrong way, it's a foul. But then when it comes to the NHL, you've got the best players in the world, and it's not just Connor McDavid. It's not just Leon Draisaitl. Johnny Gaudreau's gone through a ton of crap throughout his career getting slashed. You know, you've seen it from Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner. It really doesn't matter where you look. Sidney Crosby. Like, there's a reason these guys from the enemies, the haters, get the term crybaby. And it's because they go through so much more stuff than other teams do and other players do. And it's... It is really annoying. And, you know, even Mario Lemieux in the past, like, threatened to quit the game because it was just getting so out of hand. Yeah. Where, you know, you want to market these guys as the best players in the world. You want to show off their skills, but the extra stuff that they're taking, it's unbelievable. And I get that if you were to call the game like black and white, slash on a stick, slash on the hand, sorry, a hook, how many penalties would Connor McDavid draw a game?
And that's the thing. And then look at yesterday. They had a power play. Draisaitl gets hacked down right in front of the ref, and they don't call it. You know why, Connor? Because they already are on the power play. Sorry, but that's a penalty. 5-on-3s in hockey exists, man. Like, it's not Draisaitl's fault that they slashed him down. They knocked him down. Like, call the damn game. I'm so sick of these refs. Like, just, well, you're on the power play, so you know what? Why are we going to give you another one? Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. There was a case... and I'm just trying to find it in my Twitter because I put the video of it out there, and it was a power play late in the game, and Connor McDavid gets kind of slew-footed down, and they just don't call it because they don't want to have their hands all over the game. Well, it's not your fault that a player on a team takes a penalty. Call it by the rules, and you know, you're not going to have too many issues. And you know what? If like the call last night you said, if that happens and Montreal, the team's complaining with the penalty, it's like, well, why'd you do it? It wasn't the ref who made you do it. It wasn't the ref who called a makeup call or something. Like, no, you committed an infraction that by the rule book is a penalty. I don't know. It's never going to be perfect, and we're always going to be upset about it. I know we've said it many times. We just want consistency from the referees, which you're never going to get because it's a, you know, different crew all the time. But I just don't see how it's ever going to change. And I don't know how you do it. But like, maybe it's just somebody who's defeated, who's been watching sports for a long time and just accepts that, you know, there's going to be bad calls. And, you know, I try not to let it ruin my day personally.
Connor, moving on to the game last night, another good game. The Oilers made it close there at the end. You know, that Archibald kind of mishap there where he's kind of looking to make a play, but tees it up for Toffoli was kind of the dagger for the Edmonton Oilers. But what did you make of last night's game? Very similar to Monday's game. And are you kind of happy that it's unlikely that this will be a first-round matchup? Because the Oilers, you got to say, like, the Montreal's a tough matchup for them.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you're looking at the playoffs, I guess out of the options you have, you probably want it to be the Winnipeg Jets just because you've had more success. And you know, I just think with their defensive group there, I think your skill players can have the most amount of success with that team. I think it's tough to worry about Connor Hellebuck because he can go on a run. But the game last night, the Montreal Canadiens do such a good job against the Oilers and their skill players just being kind of a thorn in their side. And the game last night was no different. And I think, you know, in the game on Monday, the Oilers kind of pushed back a little bit more. And I thought it wasn't quite there until the end. And you know, I think that can go a long way. Like the Oilers knowing, okay, we just got to keep playing our game and we can score goals on this team. We can find ways to make it work, but we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. And the Josh Archibald one that you mentioned there, like that was just a weird play, an unfortunate bounce. Like I'm sure Mike Smith kind of thought, I'm just going to knock this out of harm's way and get it out of here.
That
and
too,
it doesn't work out. But yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, it has gotten better. And I think some of these games against the Montreal Canadiens have had really weird set of circumstances. So like that one game they played with the Oilers lost 4-0 after playing like 4 games in 6 nights, whatever, on that one, I kind of throw out of the way. I don't think it's a great matchup, but I would love to watch it in the first round. Like entertainment value alone, you're gonna really get into it. And especially two passionate fan bases like the Oilers and the Canadiens, I think it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and just a few more. I know you got to jump on with Gregor here, Connor. I always appreciate your time. Zach Cassian left the game early yesterday, only played just over a minute. It did not look good. How much are the Oilers going to miss? Let's be honest. Cassian's last game on Monday was probably his best game of the season. He was back to his old self. But how much is the absence of Kara and Cassian here in the final stretch of games in the regular season and into the playoffs going to hurt the Oilers if they can't return by then?
It would be huge. It would be absolutely huge. And I think it would be a game like this, like against the Montreal Canadiens. If that series were to happen and you don't have Zach Cassian or Jeudy Kara, then I think that's an absolutely big loss because I mean, let's not kid ourselves. The Montreal Canadiens, their defense, like you just look at that group, 6'3", 6'4", 210, 220. Like it's a big group of men and they play that way. It's not like they shy away from the physicality. So I think, you know, you going up against them, you've got to have some guys that can go in the corners and battle and try to wear them down just a little bit. I don't think, you know, playing the Vancouver Canucks, what is it, the 5 out of the last 7 games this year, you necessarily miss those guys too much. I think your skill players can take over those games. And at that point, Vancouver, unless they're trying to play spoiler, might not even really give a damn anymore. It might just be like, let's just play out these games and see what happens. But in the playoffs, I think it's huge. And we know that Zach Cassian is a guy who plays very emotionally. And even though maybe this year he hasn't been great throughout the whole season, like you said, that game on Monday night against the Montreal Canadiens, that's his element. That's where he thrives. And that's playoff hockey. So I think that if it is long-term for him, and I know some people said Charlie Horse, a lot of us maybe thinking it would be worse than that, I think it's a very big loss. And Jujar Kara was playing very good hockey since he came back off the taxi squad. And it's scary, Hernan. Like the look in his eyes after he was hit. I'm not a doctor. I don't like to speculate too much. But I mean, that looked like a concussion. That looked like the exact same kind of look he had after the last time he had his concussion. So a couple more weeks until the playoffs here. If I'm the Edmonton Oilers, I don't even think I even consider bringing Jeudy Kara back. Like even if he's cleared, I think let's make sure he's really good to go because worst case scenario, he gets out for a long time and he's got a life to live. It's bigger than the game here. I think there's just no rush to bring him back. And Hernan, if it goes into the playoffs and both those players are out, it's not a good sign for the Oilers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Connor, the next Oiler game, we are probably going to see Dmitry Kulikov in the lineup. We might see Ryan McLeod, who was called up. I know he can skate with the team on Sunday, so we'll wait and see on that. And I mean, with the Cassian injury, you might see McLeod and Kulikov both on Monday against the Winnipeg Jets. Connor, like always, good stuff there. we went kind of hard on the officiating and on the backlash on Connor McDavid getting a little greasy, but always fun talk and debate it and have a good show with Jason Gregor and look forward to the other Connor podcast that drop tomorrow.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code locked on for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Big shout out to Connor Halley for joining me today. It's a cold one. Only in Edmonton you go from plus 19 to minus 10 this morning. It was absolutely crazy. I had to drive out to Beaumont and I couldn't believe how cold it was. And there was even a little bit of snow. Holy smokes. Let's get to some news from around the NHL. Blake Wheeler set to return tonight. He says he feels 100%. Dylan Larkin will be out tonight against the Dallas Stars. He'll have further tests. And that'd be a big loss for them. He is an important part to that team. Sens defenseman Thomas Chabot said that he's open to playing for Canada at the Worlds. This coming, Max Domi on being scratched twice. This is what he had to say. It wasn't fun, that's for sure. Well, yeah, no doubt about it. But not a lot of news around the NHL right now. Colorado will return to action tonight after missing a few games due to COVID within that team. It was only a few cases, so good thing it didn't get any worse. It didn't get like the Canuck situation. And Nick Foligno will make his debut on the Leafs top line today with Mitch Marner and Mr. Austin Matthews. It's a busy night in the NHL. I'll give you some of the big games. In the North Division, Ottawa takes on the Vancouver Canucks, and the Leafs in Winnipeg from Winnipeg. That one's at a 5 o'clock start. That's going to be a fun one. Elsewhere, notable games. Carolina on the road to take on the Florida Panthers. Rangers, Flyers. These games are always extremely high scoring. What will we see tonight? And like I mentioned, Colorado returns to action as they're in St. Louis to face the Blues. All right, guys, let's wrap this one up, but let's get to who's sizzling for last night's game on the Edmonton Oilers. And I think you got to go with the captain, Connor McDavid. 3 points on the night, scored another beauty, played 27-10. He was really good. He even threw some elbows, which I don't mind at all. And if you do, what are you complaining about? What the hell are you complaining about? So Connor McDavid gets my who's sizzling. Who's fizzling? With Cassian out last night, it was a big opportunity for a lot of guys in that bottom six to take that next step. And one guy, when things got real physical, the coach deemed he wasn't engaged. Well, I'm assuming that because he only played 544, and that's Dominic Cahoon. I mean, talk about a guy that's gotten a great opportunity this year to play with Leon Draisaitl and Kyler Yamamoto. He's been okay. I've said that throughout the year. He's been okay. He probably wants more production and to be more engaged. And last night he wasn't, and that's why he only played 544, so he gets my who's fizzling. And let's get to the game cliches. My guy sent me this from Rogers Place.
They're a good team and got to give them credit.
Let's hear that one again.
They're a good team and got to give them credit.
Was that Nuge? It was one of the guys there on the Edmonton Oilers. But yeah, it's Montreal's a feisty team. They can bring it, man. When they want to get physical, they can. Let's get physical. And their decor is outstanding. I really like them. They got a good blend of skill and toughness. And the big guy, Josh Anderson, last night was really good for them. And how about that chase on fight with Corey Perry? Like, they were chirping him in the warm-ups. And then you heard Anderson after the game saying, well, you do that to our star player, you have to answer the bell. And he did. And they kept going at him. And chase on, say this, he didn't back down. I have a whole lot of respect for Mr. Chiasson. He's not a fighter. He's not a tough guy, but he didn't back down, and he took it like a man and dropped the mitts. And it was uneventful fight, but still, he has to answer for knocking Carey Price, which for me wasn't intentional, just part of the game, and it happens. But you want to call it a little bit greasy, sure, but Chiasson doesn't have that kind of reputation, so it is what it is. He answered the bell, but give credit to the Montreal Canadiens. They played a good game last night. All right, guys, this is going to wrap up the Thursday edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. I know we went a little on the negative Nelly side there with with Connor Halley.
Oh, please don't take a turn to negative town.
We did, though, because we were upset with the officiating and all this backlash on Connor McDavid getting feisty and getting involved in the rough stuff, which I think is just it's so stupid. Like, I don't know what else to say. It just frustrates me. But nonetheless, whatever. The Oilers still in a good spot. They don't play now till Monday when they're in Winnipeg to take on the Jets. So it's going to be another long 4 days for Oilers fans. Man, it seems that. But you know what? After this week, they start playing nonstop. So and heading into the playoffs, so it's going to be a busy, busy time. Enjoy these 4 days, because after that, it's going to be nonstop Oiler hockey. All right, guys. Like always, you can find me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy your Thursday, everyone. Stay safe. We'll chat tomorrow.